Love you. Powerful and strong, yet tender is your song to me. Knowing the extent of all my sin, however could you be pleased to pour your love on me? Lord, you are an amazing God. Lord, you are an amazing God. Lord, you are an amazing God. And I love you. I love you. You light up. You light up the heavens with just one word. You measure the this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Let's sing about what he has done for us.
Who breaks the power? Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing. Daughter, the King of Glory.
Jesus, thank you for being here. Thank you for everything that you have done, Lord. That you died on the cross for our sake. That you rose up from the grave for our sake. And today you're seated in majesty, and we are amazed by everything that you are, Lord. The song says something about orphans finding homes, and I believe that there is an anointing of fatherhood in this place right now. And God is saying, I want to anoint people with just the spirit of fatherhood. Malachi promises that fathers' hearts will be turned back to their children and the children's hearts back to their fathers. And I believe that the spirit of God is here, just anointing people here with a spirit of fatherhood, that you take people under your wing. And there are not supposed to be any orphans in a church, because we are a community. And I just believe that that orphan spirit is being lifted, and the spirit of fatherhood is coming to replace it.
Yes. You know, I was on the same note. I want to share, and I was going to read this Psalm 27. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" verse 4. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And then later down, verse 8, you have said, God said, you have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. And verse 10, it says, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path. Verse 13 and 14. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your hearts take courage. Wait for the Lord. So, if any of you, anyone, is feeling rejected by a father or mother or anyone, the Lord will take you in. He accepts you the way you are, no matter what you have done in the past, no matter what you are in right now, what situation. The Lord wants to take you in and wants to father you and wants to pour his love upon you. He will unravel you with his loud singing. All the words of rejection, those are the lies of the enemy. And Father wants to deliver you right now. He is a good father. And you are a good child. You are a good son. You are a good daughter. Do not think that you are bad. God wants to father you.
The same thing how Austin spoke, I thought I should read it now. It says in Psalms 37 verse 25, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Yeah. They are always generous and lend freely, and their children will be a blessing. So I was just thinking, you know, when she spoke about the fatherhood, and you know, we have so many fathers in our church here, and you know, God wants those fathers to be like the Heavenly Father, and that blessing would fall on generations to come.
Let's just sing that verse again. It says, who makes the orphan a son and daughter? Let's declare that we are sons and daughters of a good father. So let's not move away from that truth and, you know, say that this is amazing grace.
Let's all rise together. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan son and daughter, the King of glory, the King above all kings?
Who brings the chaos?
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory,
Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Yes, I sing, yes, I sing. Continue to sing for all that he has done.
Jesus,
sing his greatness, all that you've done for me. Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. You have done amazing things in my life. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let's continue to be in God's presence. God is speaking to us. Can you remember the story of the prodigal son? Where the boy demanded his inheritance, took everything, went off into a distant land and squandered it all in wild living. And there he was faced with the food of pigs. But he came to his senses and went back to his father. And he was so apprehensive. And he said, I'll just be a servant. But the father was prodigal. He was just beyond our imaginations. He hugged that boy who must have been smelling of pigs. And he put a new robe around him, put sandals on his feet and a ring around his finger. Wow, what amazing grace, what abounding love. And this morning, that same God would call to us this morning. And if you feel that you have been away from the Lord, the Father is looking to take you in his warm embrace. You are precious to him. No matter what we've done, as we turn to him and come to the Father, he receives us and loves us and accepts us. And this morning, if you're feeling all alone, this is another category of people, we've all had earthly fathers and mothers, but I tell you, there's no perfect earthly father and mother. I'm a father. I'm far from perfect. And if you're feeling alone here this morning, know that you have a heavenly father. He's perfect. No earthly father or mother can compare to that. We thank God for our earthly parents, but our heavenly Father is perfect. He will never let us down. He's always for us and with us. And this morning, would you like to just stretch out your arms to receive his embrace? Right? Knowing that he is 100% for you. He's 100% with you. Yeah? And he wants to just receive you and pour out his love into your hearts by his Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, you are a good, good Father. You are the eternal, everlasting Father who loves us beyond what we can ask or imagine. And you're ever ready to receive us as we turn to you. Lord, I pray that by your Spirit you would pour out your love into our hearts. Pour out your love. I pray for those who feel they cannot come into your presence because of what they've done. I pray that they would be aware of your deep love, that you went to the cross for our sins. Lord, I pray for those who are alone and feel, my father is far away, or I don't have a father or a mother. I'm feeling alone in the city. Lord, would you reach out to them and touch them, knowing that you are with them every step of the way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come, Lord, now, would you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, Lord? Pour out your love into our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that eternal love. Thank you. Receive the love of Jesus now. Thank you, Jesus. Do that. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come and touch us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Good, good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are,
It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. For answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. Your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord Jesus. And all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great.
Your breath in our Still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love.
Jesus.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Father, the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever.
In heaven.